everybody. I'm L. Ron Ferguson here, and you're watching Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. It's the show where we give away some of the best tips, tricks, and techniques for the working hypnotherapist for free. If you're watching this anywhere else but calbanyan.com, you want to go there right away and check out below because we have a lot of links, text, and other goodies that are going to make this video a lot better for you to watch today. Today, obviously, I'm sitting in Cal's chair because Cal's not here, but I have someone else on the show today. Today, I have the other hypnotherapist who works in our office. Who works out of my office, actually. I get to share an office with her, and every once in a while we get together and talk about hypnosis, how it works. And her name is Elissa Brinkerhoff. I had to ask her how I said her last name because I didn't want to mess it up. And she's been seeing clients here. She's really fantastic at the work that she does in the business. She's also a five-path practitioner. And if I know anyone that I think needs her services, who I think can benefit from her approach, I wouldn't hesitate to recommend them. Especially if I don't have the time to see them, I'm definitely going to send them to her because she does fantastic work, great feedback. And unfortunately, she's not going to be with us much longer. And at the end of this episode, I'd like you guys to leave comments on where you think she's actually from. I won't spoil it for you. How you doing, Elissa?
Alron, I'm doing great. Nice to be here with you. And I'd like to introduce Alron to all of you in case you didn't catch his name. Alron Ferguson works here in these offices at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. And he's awesome. He's a great hypnotherapist. If anyone has anything that they need to deal with, he'd be a great person to come and see. I plug him for advice all the time. We chat about stuff. I have referred people to him when I'm unable to take them for sessions myself, and I'm happy to do that because I know he does a fantastic job. So nice to be here with you today, Alron.
Thanks, Elissa. And two heads really are better than one. So thanks for being my comrade in arms in the trenches doing hypnosis. I'm going to interview and ask you a few questions. And get some of your perspective, your insights about this business, about being a hypnotherapist, and see if we can give our viewers some really good tips or just anything of value that you can take away from watching this. You know, it's good to see people who are working in the business. You can get a lot different perspective upon interviewing a working hypnotherapist than you can just a hobby hypnotherapist. So it's really good to have the opportunity to talk to you. To start off, I'd just like to ask you, what's your background? What's your background before becoming a hypnotherapist?
Well, before becoming a hypnotherapist, I did my university training was in psychology, and I used that to go and do work with children who actually had behavioral issues. So I did behavioral therapy before I got interested in the field of hypnosis. I'm also a mother, so I spent some time mothering my own children, who all need behavioral therapy, right?
Exactly.
And decided to come and do hypnosis because through family members who have done it, I discovered that it's a very effective way of working with people. Felt like it was a great tool to add to the box of the work that I was already doing.
That's fantastic. What type of training did you receive to get to where you are now?
Well, I did five-path training here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center with Cal, and that was fantastic. It has prepared me for all the hypnosis work that I've needed to do with my clients. In fact, it's been better than all the work and training that I did before I came here. I use very little of the psychology training that I did because the work and the training that I've done with Cal's guidance and with his training sessions has really equipped me with everything I need to work with the clients that come into my office. And I love it. It's great.
It is, isn't it? I mean, we really get the just the full course, the full toolbox of what to do with a client, how to handle almost anybody that comes to see us. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true.
And yeah. So what did you... Curious, what was the tipping point for you, or maybe the stream of events that led up to your decision-making process to do hypnosis, as a career, to really do this?
So like I said earlier, I had a family member who has done a lot of therapy, and one of the most effective forms of therapy that they did was a form of deep relaxation that kind of sounded like hypnosis. I know hypnosis is not necessarily deep relaxation, but can be involved in it. And that just got me thinking along the lines of using hypnosis to help people. I've always been interested in helping people with their healing and wanted to do that in the most effective way. So I rang around and found some different places that did hypnosis, and thankfully, what a godsend, you know, Cal's offices are literally 15 minutes from where I live. And so I decided to come and do some training here, and boy am I thankful for coming and training with Five Path, because I think this is an exceptional form of hypnosis. So I came, I was somewhat critical and not really sure about how this was going to work. I had never been hypnotized before I came and did the training, and it became very clear to me very quickly how powerful hypnosis, and particularly Five Path hypnosis, can be for people's healing. So, you know, it wasn't anything significant or major that brought me here other than someone else's experience that was beneficial. And as soon as I came and started doing the training, it was very obvious to me that this is where I needed to be and this is the work I needed to do if I really wanted to help people effectively. And it's great. I love it. And yeah. I wouldn't go back. I'm so thankful that, you know, I kind of stumbled across Cal and would encourage anyone who wanted to do hypnosis training to come and check out what he has to offer.
Yeah, I think we're really spoiled, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Especially living only 15 minutes away from here. Me too.
I know. Right?
Although I did have to relocate just to get here, but that's another story. I mean, you're talking about hypnosis and all of its benefits, the great things about hypnosis. What would you like everyone to know about hypnosis? For instance, like if you had a magic wand, I'm going to make this a two-part question. First, what would you like anybody to know about hypnosis? And also then, what would you like the average hypnotherapist to know about hypnosis, perhaps about what you do?
Okay.
So, two-part question.
Great. So just catch me if for whatever reason I'm not answering the question clearly enough or I'm missing part of the question.
Just have fun with it.
Yep. So the first part of the question, what do I want anyone to know about hypnosis? The first thing I would say is it's absolutely awesome. It is such a powerful source of change. A lot of the people that we see here have some kind of emotional issue and that's what brings them in. But I would say even if you're not dealing with an emotional issue, it would be a great tool to come and utilize because there's so much insight that you can discover about your life, about where you are in your life, and about where you want to go, about giving you forward direction. People leave here with insights, with motivation that they never expected they would have. So I would say if you have some kind of emotional struggle you're dealing with, hypnosis is an extremely powerful way of dealing with it. And even if you don't, I would still do hypnosis because I think it's a great source of motivation and direction, giving you clarity and direction in your life, moving you forward, and helping you maybe discover parts about yourself that you didn't know were there or that you didn't know you could excel in. So hypnosis is great for everyone.
I completely agree. I mean, it's amazing how it's, you know, gradually, I think the future of our profession is that hypnosis should be more closely aligned with the first line of defense. Like, if you start to have the problem, oh, well, gee, where's my hypnotist? Instead of right now, we're kind of like the last resort, right? Oh, well, I've tried everything else. I think I'll go see the hypnotist, right?
Isn't that interesting? You know, if people put their money in the right place to start with, then they wouldn't have to spend so much to get the healing that they need.
Exactly. So what is it? What exactly? Tell me about your practice, about the approach that you use.
Okay.
What you've been doing.
The approach that I use is what we call Five Path. It's a form of hypnosis. It's a universal approach that we use for people who come in with a range of different issues. And it constantly amazes me how well Five Path deals with a range of different issues. So Five Path is basically a five-phase approach. It's not necessarily five sessions, but a five-phase approach, where we deal with introducing and getting people comfortable with the idea of hypnosis. And then in future sessions, we move on to, we typically do an age regression, which is a way of helping someone heal and discover the root of the cause of the issue that they're coming in for. And once we've discovered that, we can go through a healing process, which is where we neutralize maybe the perceptions and misperceptions that are involved in creating the issue. And then a process of forgiveness, which is absolutely incredible. Forgiveness of other people who maybe have hurt you, have contributed to the issue. And then forgiveness of yourself, because we are the ones who hold ourselves back more than anyone else in the world. And people just get so much out of every single one of those sessions. And it's awesome to see people leaving your office so happy, so pumped. After each of those sessions, you would know you do it every day.
That's right. Now, do you use any other approaches aside from 5-Path? Is there anything else that you integrate?
Do you know what I do? Once in a while, I will integrate EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is a form of tapping on different meridian points. I find I don't really need to use that so much because 5-Path is so powerful in and of itself to do emotional healing. And, you know, it's important to balance your use of the emotional freedom technique because you use the tapping to release emotions. And we really want some of those emotions in place in order to do the 5-Path work effectively. So I do use that when appropriate. Other than the EFT, not really. 5-Path is, you know, a fantastic tool in and of itself. And largely that is what I use.
Now, for you personally, what's the, in your opinion, just for yourself, what's the most important thing that you bring to your hypnosis sessions?
Okay, do you know what, to answer this question, I'm actually going to go back to your last question, because I do use another tool. And the other tool that I use is self-hypnosis, 7th path self-hypnosis. Now, that, can you just reiterate that question for me again, because it relates to
Yeah, I mean, just for you personally. Whether it's a quality, a mindset, what's the most important thing that you bring to your hypnosis sessions? I mean, aside from the techniques that we use, what do you bring to your hypnosis sessions that you think really helps you along?
Gotcha. Do you know what? I think the biggest thing that I bring is confidence. Confidence in the technique that I use, confidence in my ability to execute that technique, and confidence in the fact that 5-Path works. And like I just mentioned, 7th Path, that they're so powerful and that, you know, because it's a process, it instills you with the confidence that you know where you're heading next. And that's huge. It's, as Cal says, it's a confidence game. Where there's no confidence, there's no game. So you come in, that client comes in, you feel confident that your approach works, that you can really help this person. And to me, that is the hugest tool I have in my box, that I feel confident that this can work and in my ability to execute. So,
yeah, I completely agree. I mean, as we do this process, it's great to have the opportunity to ride on the coattails of other people's success. Isn't that right?
For sure.
And so for you personally, all these personal questions, the way I'm phrasing them, you'd be like, it's not really a personal conversation. But in your opinion, being a female hypnotherapist, is there any way that you think that that differs? I mean, here you in the office with me and Cal, you hear us on the phone, we do the work we do, Cal does the training. Recently, we've been getting a lot of men in the classes. I think this last year, 2010, have been predominantly 70% men have been taking the training, where it used to be a lot of women getting into the profession in the past. We see a lot of women as clients. It's probably at least 60 to 70 or more percent of our clientele. But being a woman in the profession, what are your thoughts on that? What's your 2 cents?
In my opinion, my 2 cents, you know, I find it a real source of strength that when I have women who come in who have, you know, like they're talking about their marriage, they're talking about their children, what it's like to be a mother, to be a wife, and how that is impacted by their emotional experiences. To me, there's a connection there that really helps me understand what they're going through, because I understand as a woman what it's like to be as a wife, as a mother, you know, having grown up as a female teenager in this society. So I think maybe there are some insights, particularly when you're dealing with women, that are maybe helpful. Now, I think you and Cal have both had excellent success with women. So that doesn't mean that men can't work with women effectively, because I know you both can and have. But that's something that I feel like I can appreciate at a maybe a different level, because I've been there, I'm in that space. Obviously, you know, I can't bring my own experience into everyone else's, that's not appropriate. but there is a level of understanding and maybe empathy that is there. And also, as a woman, the ability to work with kids. I think sometimes children feel more comfortable with a woman, not always. Again, you and Cal have both had great success working with children, and I would be happy sending any of my children, if they needed it, to either you or Cal. But that is a special tool, you know, to sometimes just being a female is what a child needs. Some clients specifically request women.
Absolutely. I mean, I think in this business, if you're good as a woman hypnotherapist, sometimes you have a special edge because, I mean, of course, everybody has their personal preference. There's people that are going to want to only work with a man and people that are going to only want to work with a woman. But in my experience, I think that you have the request to work with a woman only a little bit more frequently than a man, I think. Wouldn't you say?
You know, maybe so.
I don't have a real statistic on that.
I haven't analyzed it recently.
I could back that up. You know, I might be able to back that up with empirical research. Maybe not.
And all your spare time,
Alaron. We're just doing conjecture
right now, but I think you have an advantage. So it's good that you're good at what you do, right?
You do pretty well yourself with your bookings, so you're not missing anything by being a guy. That's right.
Sure. It's okay. I mean, I'm happy.
No inferiority complex.
Good. And so, you are going to be leaving soon,
mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you're going to have to set up your practice all over again. I'd love to hear what you're going to do, how you're going to start out, how you plan to start out. Maybe this will give us all some insight on how to do that, especially such a massive relocation.
You know what? It's going to be an interesting challenge, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think the place where I'm going to, which I guess I'm going to leave secret right now, is a place that is very into holistic medicine, which I think will work a little bit in my favor. People are very into looking outside the box for alternative forms of healing. Hypnosis is seen, let's be honest, as an alternative form of therapy. So that may make people more open to trying hypnosis as a form of therapy or as a form of healing. So marketing, obviously the usual ways you do it, advertising. A particular way I would like to advertise as a woman reaching out to children and other women is maybe going into schools and talking to parents about how hypnosis and the power of their words can affect their children. You know, you've got a great clientele there. There are a lot of children, my past experience with children who have behavioral disorders. You have a lot of children who really need that help to get over different issues that they're struggling with, who have received a lot of negative messages already in their life and need to move on. Going and presenting that kind of information to parents, to parent-teacher associations, so they know that it's a resource out there, I think that's a great way to reach out to parents of children who need help and assistance. Maybe another form of marketing would be to go out and I'm interested in dealing with people who have issues with pain. So going again and talking to people in the hospitals who are associated or physiotherapy clinics who are associated with people who are feeling pain every day and need that extra edge to get over it. So I have all these ideas running around in my head. I just need to get there and start executing them.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, taking those one or two ideas that are going to add the most value and working on those, because we all have hundreds of ideas, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's so interesting that you brought that up with working with kids and their parents about the language that people use.
Mm-hmm.
And as hypnotherapists, we know that change begins in language because we work with suggestion and suggestibility and stuff like that. And most of the time, we're unlocking some of the most important suggestions from within the client with the work that we do. But have you found that when you work with kids, that that's a problem, how their parents talk to them, and how have you handled that?
Yeah, absolutely. And have you ever thought, I'm kind of, you know, I will deal with your question, but, you know, have you ever thought about all these people who are in their 50s and 60s, 40s, 30s, who are dealing with all these issues, and they stem from problems that were brought to them in their childhood? You know, if they had dealt with this as a child, they wouldn't be dealing with this still when they're 40 or 50, right?
Exactly. I mean, if you ever just look at kids,
Yep.
And for those of you who don't have kids, or maybe you do have kids, watch a kid sometime. Take 5 minutes and just watch a kid, and just watch them from the perspective of a hypnotist, and notice how they are so impressionable. So impressionable. Everything makes a huge, it's so easy to make an impact on a child, especially the younger they are.
Yep.
And there's some people that it's really easy to make an impact on them as well, but if you doubt for any reason that suggestion and the subconscious mind and the reinforcement history can have an effect, or that what a person is experiencing right now might stem from something that is entrenched inside the subconscious mind that came from a time of negative programming or an event or something like that, all you got to do is watch a child.
Absolutely.
For just a couple more minutes. And if you got half a brain, it's all gonna come together for you, and you're like, oh, wow, geez. No wonder I have problems, right?
Yep, they're total sponges.
Yeah,
that is so
absolutely
true. And you know what that goes for, Elron? It's television, too. There's a lot of messages they're getting from what they're watching on TV, and most kids are in a state of hypnosis when they're watching TV. That total focused attention, highly suggestible. You know, there are a lot of messages that are going in as well, affecting those children. So it's not just messages they're getting directly from their parents, but other forms of medium that they're absorbing themselves in as well.
Absolutely. Lastly, in closing, what would you like people to know? I mean, say that you have a skeptic who does not believe in hypnosis, and this will probably bleed into your last question a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just one last tip, and then I'll wrap it up. What would you say to them to maybe turn them over to your direction and help them to see hypnosis, hypnotherapy in a different light? Take it away.
What would I say to them? You know what? I'll probably tell them to come in, sit down on my seat, and give it a go, because you cannot judge something unless you have tried it for yourself and given it an honest chance. You know, like if you open your mind like a parachute, you're able to do so much more than if you just, you know, shut it off, are critical, and are unwilling to even try. So, you know, I'm sad for those people because they're missing out on so much potential that could be generated through hypnosis. If you're skeptical and you're out there, give it a go. Unless you try it, you cannot make an informed decision.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not the dark ages anymore.
Nope.
That hypnosis really is a very, very progressive profession. It's being integrated into all sorts of other professional healing modalities all the time. There's practitioners, you know, doctors, acupuncturists that are integrating hypnosis and hypnotherapeutic techniques into their practice as well.
Absolutely.
And so when you leave, are you going to miss us?
Oh, for sure. Of course. What kind of question is that? I will absolutely miss you guys.
Because I know that we're going to miss you, even though you and I don't see as much of each other as we should.
I know.
We work different days out of the same office, right?
I will definitely miss you, Elron. We'll be in touch.
I'll miss you too. But I'll be able to see you on the group. Right?
Absolutely.
And hey, you can come visit. You become a five pastor. You can keep in touch with us on the group. We'll stay in touch. You'll always be part of the hypnosis community. And I expect great things out of you, Alyssa.
Why, thank you, Elron.
Yes, yes.
You too.
And not only do I expect, it's not that I expect them out of you, which I do, but I expect them because I know that it's true. I know that you're good at what you do, and I just see success in your future written all over in this profession, wherever in the world you may go. And by the way, you can leave those comments on where you think Alyssa is from. It ain't that hard to figure out, folks. Thank you for watching Hypnosis, Etc. If you want to know more about this process, how to do everything that we're talking about, especially when it comes to 5-Path, Systematic Approach to Hypnotherapy, 7th Path, Self-Hypnosis, how to get the results that your clients deserve, the results that you deserve, and take the practice to your next level to be successful, hypnotherapist and change people's lives. Check out hypnosis.org. You're going to find lots of training schedules online and off-site students. I mean, on-site and off-site students can take our classes that are coming up. By the time you see this video, we will already have one done in October, and we have another class coming up in November, as well as products, scripts, DVDs, and things that will accelerate your practice. If you want to schedule a session, look at Hypnosis Center to have contact information for myself, Alyssa, or the big guy, the wow in the bow, Calvin Banion, sees clients as well. If you want sessions with me, you can look at my personal website. It is safeeffectivehypnosis.com. Friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, be part of my network, ask me questions, let's talk about hypnosis, and let's do great things together. Thank you for watching Hypnosis Etc. My name's L. Ron Ferguson. Signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.